Hey, this is Frank. You're listening to an Origins episode of the Unbecoming Platypus podcast. Do you ever feel like you have friends who sometimes just don't get each other? This is a podcast that I recorded with two of my friends, Jake and Noah. We find out the hard way as we struggle to communicate better and sometimes succeed, but sometimes not. For years, the three of us have talked about communication and how it's sometimes easier said than done. Even when we're trying to be understanding, our well-meaning intentions often get lost in translation. We decided to share these conversations with the world. Join us as we find out what happens when three friends try to learn how to really talk to each other.
Coach Jake, I a big, big boy.
I so strong.
That's our pre-roll and mid-roll now.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That's going on the poster. Coach Jake, I a big, big boy.
I so strong.
All right. This is the finest microphone you can get in podcasting for $42.
I believe that very specific statement. I believe with my whole heart.
It's the high grade, low noise microphone cable that we have.
Let's do a real quick recap. Is this boundaries
of the plan? I think it's boundaries or mind-body connection or both.
Oh, yeah. Those are the two things you were asking me
about. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. That's what it is, both of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
How's your body feeling after the open workout?
My body is feeling completely normal. There might be a little bit of extra tightness in my back.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. Now, those GHDs last week.
Because you don't have a connection to your body.
I still feel the GHDs from last week.
Wow.
I was just trying to get us right into it.
I noticed that. I thought it was really cool.
You know what I do seem to have a connection to? My taste buds. What are the chunks floating around in there?
You took the bottom of the keg, man. You get the bottom of the keg when you do that.
But what are the chunks?
Those are coffee chunks.
They're the bottom of the keg chunks.
Nummy.
You picked them, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, that's better. I hate when the chair hits the table.
I'm honestly just curious how many of them I consumed before noticing them.
That's probably a good number.
You didn't notice consuming any?
No. No, nice and smooth, extra rich, cold brew.
Interesting. Why do you think you have a connection to your taste buds?
Can I have that remote?
You can.
You chose a very inefficient path to give it to me.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to pass hands, but I didn't feel like this was in the way.
It
was
the whole thing. Risk averse.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. Mm-hmm.
What do you want to talk about first? Mind, bodies.
I can tell you how much I'm not looking forward to doing that workout today.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
My body just still doesn't feel good.
Oh. Well, the workout should help.
Or not help. One of the two.
Yeah.
I think it can go one of two ways. I think it can help or it cannot help.
Well, Frank is available at noon. So
that was the plan. I was going to show up to start warming up at least a half hour early.
Yeah, I'm going to probably start warming up about an hour early.
Do you want to bench first or no?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
Jake gets, when he's in open mode, he doesn't want to do anything except for open.
Yeah, that's good. It's takes a competition, so.
He takes days off and everything.
It's so crazy. Weird.
Yeah, I do.
He took the day of the open workout off.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird stuff.
So weird.
I'm so excited to see what Frank has in store.
I sometimes listen to Chicago radio, sports radio on YouTube while I'm working. And the other day, they were talking about wanted to do in the next segment on the air. And the producer was like, yeah, we're just producing on the air, but that's cool. I think we should do that one.
Nice. Nice. That makes sense. I am still getting the impression that we're waiting on something.
I wonder why. Why would that be?
Have you ever set up a timer before?
I have before, yeah. Have you?
I just don't want to waste any good content without you completely engaged.
Sure.
That's why we haven't had any good
content. Right? Yeah, I've been holding it back. I actually am ready to open up the floodgates.
All right. I'm real engaged now. What's the problem?
Morning, guys. How are you doing today?
That's a different energy.
You know what?
I asked this thing for three amusing words to start a podcast with. And it didn't do what I wanted it to do, but I'm going to share them with you. There's no possible. We can't publish this. But three hilarious words you might find amusing are glorified body passage. Tugging bunny organ.
And what?
Pigs, pigs, pigs. It somehow got stuck on the three being necessary in two ways.
Yeah. So, I get that. Three sets of three.
Yeah.
That's wow. Wow.
The triplet of amusing triplet words.
Tugging bunny organ.
What does that make you think of?
This little bunny is like organ grinding.
Oh, wow.
What did it make you think of?
Nothing. What's he tugging?
The handle on the organ grinder thing.
Oh. Like,
tug, tug, tug.
What was the first one? Glorified body
passage?
Body passage, yeah.
Interesting.
Speaking of three, you might notice a third voice on the podcast today. It's Noah. Noah, welcome back.
You're supposed to hit the applause button.
We don't have a applause button anymore. We have three buttons. They do these things.
I'll take that.
It's Noah.
Now this sounds like morning radio.
What? I don't know what the other ones do.
That's good. Wait, was that applause? Or was it static? Hold it.
So we do have applause.
Yeah,
all right, applause let's on back command. Up. Let's back up all the way.
Well, should we find out what D is?
Wait a second. It's Noah. Let me hit D.
All right. I guess I need to turn this up a little bit.
There you go. It's Noah. Ha. So.
We need to incorporate this buttons way more.
I'll put them over by you if you want. They are on their own track, so we can always remove them later.
Yeah.
If you push them.
Oh, right. That counts as a track in Descript. Is it worth it?
Yeah, you don't have to.
Frank will find out when he edits this.
You don't have to transcribe it, though.
Mm,
that's okay. What hurts.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
Anyway, yeah, I'm back.
Yep.
Noah's back. No slack.
I was in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, anyways, I thought we could discuss the significance of setting and maintaining healthy boundaries in personal and professional relationships and the challenges and benefits of boundary setting.
What made you feel like that?
The planning we did earlier this week.
Oh, okay. You're not supposed to tell them about that.
Yep. Frank. But yeah,
I mean, Brandy already knows we go to dinner on Tuesday nights, I guess.
Yeah, we might have lost a listener though this week.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
She seemed upset about things.
You say, what's the word? Contradictory? Nope. Confrontational? Nope.
Descending?
Man.
Con man? Nope. The word is...
congruent.
By the way, the word last week was not precocious. It's gregarious. I said precocious is like, you know, social and talkative and stuff, but I couldn't remember what word I really meant. Gregarious. I thought about it in the shower this morning.
That's good. It definitely wasn't what you said it was.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. All those people have been on a cliffhanger for a week.
Gregarious. Being like Greg.
Exactly. Yep. Which, you know, quite social. As far as the Gregs I know go.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember Greg from Home City Ice? Effingham driver, redhead.
I do. Wait, Greg. For some reason, I thought it was Glenn.
No, sure. Different. If you're having,
no, not needed.
If you're having trouble figuring out if this is worth keeping, it's not.
Okay. And take two.
How do you know you need a boundary?
Hey, guys. Hey. How's it going?
Oh, we're starting from the beginning on take two.
Yeah, absolutely. There was nothing worth keeping there. I think we could actually just start from the beginning.
All right.
Take three.
What do you think of a lanyap?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you doing today? Did you get any sleep at all last night?
Yep.
It was daylight.
Just about an hour less than usual.
The bad one.
It felt hard.
The mattress?
Did you say to yourself, this is what hard feels like?
It felt hard.
This is what hard feels like. This is where others stop.
Yeah. Is that what
I
you
heard
said?
David Goggins in my head saying,
you little
can't
bitch.
Hurt me.
Real men don't get any sleep at all.
That's right. Get up and make this podcast, bitch.
Oh, wait a second. You know what I did just remember? And when I say just, I mean at like 2 o'clock this morning, I think. Because I felt like I was taking a series of naps. And there was a period in time where Noah says that he lived on naps, but mostly was up all night. Is this a thing you used to say? Like, yeah, I'll take a nap during the day. I might sleep for like an hour or two, then I'm up again all night, no. And then I'm up for another couple of hours.
Doesn't seem like a thing I've ever experienced or said.
Seems like a thing you said to me. But
I don't have any.
I have actually.
I'll tell you what, we derailed the train so fast on take three. I mean, where are we?
This was a thing you used to say.
No.
I have real memories of this.
I've never been a napper, ever.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that you napped. It was that you subsisted on short bursts of sleep. And then you would be up.
You don't remember this?
That's fine.
Is that possibly because it never happened?
That's my best guess.
Oh, it's possible it never happened.
I think it happened. Anyway, that's what I was thinking about last night, because not only did I get an hour less sleep, I got like 4 hours less sleep. I couldn't get to sleep. And then like just as I was drifting off 2 hours later than normal, Thatcher walks in and he's like, Daddy, I need a drink. And I was like, there's one right there, right next to me. And then about 20 minutes or something after that, I was drifting off again. And he was like, he had a friend over, sleeping over last night. And he was like, Daddy, Rogan's kicking me. I need to sleep somewhere else. So we fixed that as well. And then I had to pee. And then another child was awake a couple hours later.
Yeah.
It was good.
That's that daddy life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But daylight savings for the win. Saved me.
What did it save you?
What happens if we say take four?
Daylight.
I think we start over and crash again.
Are you going to try?
Take four.
Hey, it's Frank again. Thanks for listening to an Origins episode of the Unbecoming Platypus podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to our podcast to stay updated on future episodes. You can also check us out online at theunbecomingplatypus.com. We hope these conversations inspire you to improve your communication skills and deepen your connections with your own friends and loved ones. Until next time, this has been the Unbecoming Platypus Podcast.